think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at Henry Thomas NFL, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll be happy to take any of your calls or texts or tweets. And Henry Thomas filling in today because AJ is fighting tonight. So he has the night off. And if you miss the first hour, we talked a lot about Michigan State. We were very unhappy with the way that Temple lost there, for those of us who had the money line. But that's okay. We're continuing to roll. But my bracket is completely dead because I had Michigan State winning the whole thing. So now I can actually sit back and enjoy the tournament as a fan.
All the real gambling.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. And talked a little bit about the Adam LaRoche thing. And pretty much that was about it. All kinds of good stuff, all available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Some sad news. Trey Walker, the Ravens cornerback who was in the motorcycle accident this morning, played at TSU. Apparently, he has passed away.
Oh, man.
So it didn't sound good.
Yeah.
When that happened this morning. But, yeah.
And who are they I heard they were looking for another player that was there that might have witnessed it.
Yeah, apparently a Patriots player. Oh. And it's a very strange story. I think he was riding a dirt bike at night. Mm-hmm. With no lights, and woman didn't see him, so not quite sure what the story is, but as it comes out, we'll let you know. Douglas says, my 14-year-old just pointed out we have two words for you. Are you ready is three words. If you don't get the reference, then just explain to him that he probably did not watch wrestling in the, late 90s, John? That'd be about
late
right.
Late 90s, yes. 2000s.
Yeah, so you'll just have to trust us on that one. Tim said, going out for drinks and food tonight around the Galleria. Any good cheap places with quality Houston craft brews? I'll be honest, I don't know. Do you know any places in the Galleria, John? I don't spend much time here other than to come into the office.
For good craft beer?
Yeah.
There's the West End across from our office. I don't know if it has a good selection.
They've got a pretty solid selection.
I'm not into craft beer, so
I'm okay. Yeah, I think so. That place is not too far. It's right off of Westheimer. If you want to go a little bit inward and head close to Montrose, Hay Merchant's great. But
I mean, Carbox not too far from the Galleria.
That's true. You could just go there, and they have a great restaurant. That's a good call, John.
Yeah, their food is pretty freaking good.
Second best poutine in the city. So go check it out.
Poutine.
You've never had poutine?
No, I've never had poutine.
Okay.
It sounded good the way you said
When I tell you what it is, it sounds hideous and it looks hideous.
Well, let's just leave it at poutine.
But it is awesome. It is. And I'm surprised, as much as you've traveled.
Yes.
It's a Canadian thing.
Okay.
And
I know a few Canadians.
I'm married to one. And she once told me, hey, I want you to try this poutine. And I'm like, it sounds awful. It's French fries covered in gravy and cheese curds.
I like what I was thinking better.
It sounds awful, but I'll tell you what, it is amazing. Now,
really?
It's like way too many calories, so I don't eat it very often, but it is amazing.
All right.
So
I'm going to have to put it on the list.
And I guarantee you a lot of the blitzers have gone on and tried it.
I know. I'm not going to forget the name. That's not one where I'd be like, it was something called. I'm going to just be right there. Can I get all that poutine, please? It just rolls off the tongue so nicely.
A couple suggestions from the Blitzers for our guy, Richmond Arms. And the Whole Foods has a local brewery right off Post Oak in San Felipe. So
that's cool.
I always forget about Whole Foods, but they've got great ones. But, I can't believe you've never tried poutine.
Mm-mm. Not like that.
Yeah, okay.
Not that kind, no. The other kind, I think I've had once or twice.
Okay, I'm yeah. You'll have to explain that what that is.
We'll figure that one out later. You know what? Am I underneath that disclaimer? You might want to put my name in there when it comes on the next time, just in case.
Well, by proxy, since you're filling in for AJ, you're safe.
All right.
You're safe. When parental guidance is suggested. 832 says, share my pain, Fred. I went 15 of 16 yesterday, and my bracket is busted with Michigan State losing.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's your pain.
There it is.
Part of me is glad that Michigan State lost so I don't have to even look at my damn bracket again. Mainly because it was almost impossible for me to – I kept forgetting my password. So every time I'd try to log in to see who I had, it was just a pain in the ass to deal with. So, you know what? I'm glad it's dead, all right?
Yeah.
I'll say it. I'm glad my bracket is dead. I'm glad Michigan State lost.
For me, it's just I never know. I got people at Dana and Rasheed. They know who they – you know, when the game comes on, I have to look to see which one I was like, wait a minute, I think I got that guy. And then I have to go and find my bracket and look at it. No, they know every single game. They know at least three players on every team. And most of my guys, when I'm trying to describe them, is, you know, that one guy with the funny hair, he did the one reverse move. Oh, my goodness, I love that guy. And they're all looking at me like, really? I was like, yeah, you saw him. Like, I was watching Michigan State, and they had a big center down in the paint, and twice he did the dream shake to perfection. It was beautiful. I was like, who's the big white guy with the dream shake? Everybody was like, stop, man. Stop it. I mean, it was unbelievable. But that's my extent of – I mean, I love basketball. I'm a basketball fan, but when it comes to names, period, I'm the worst guy when it comes to name. I have to have somebody next to me to do the name because I'm great. I'm the best greeter till you walk away. And I'm like, what was his name again? Oh, yeah. I know him from here, and we did this, but I couldn't think of his name. I'm worse when it comes to the name.
See, I'm if I get your name the first time, uh-huh. I got you. But if I don't, then you're amigo or buddy or...
What up, dude?
Yeah, or hey, beautiful. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's that.
Hey,
I mean,
sweetie.
Because after a couple times... I'm embarrassed to ask your name if I feel like I've known you for a little bit. So, you know.
Yeah, but don't get like I get. I get a lot of times, you don't remember me, do you? And, you know, now I'm at the point where, you know, before it's like, oh, don't say that. It might hurt her feeling or hurt his feelings. Or, you know, now I'm like, screw it. See what happens. Say it. Okay. No.
It's like, dude, I drink a lot.
Yeah, that's right. You know I got hit in the head, right? A lot. You know there's a lawsuit going on about me. So.
And dear texters, I know exactly what he was talking about. Look, I know it's Friday, and you guys are probably still hungover from yesterday. You don't get that sometimes I'm just being a smartass? Or I'm just trying to get him to say something that's going to get him in trouble? Come on, people. Let's
work with us.
Get our bleep together. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And Oklahoma up 4
yes.
with 3:20 left, so this one could get interesting as well. Man, shouldn't tell the story, but the other day wife and I were doing our little wander around downtown, and we usually on Sundays we'll bounce around to 3 or 4 different bars, uh-huh. We'll either take the bikes or just whatever. And we were in a place, and a guy came up and said, hey, Fred and Val, how are you guys? And giving us a big hug, like, and then he leaves, and we both look at each other. And it's like, do you know who that is? Like, no, one of us usually remembers.
Yeah, somebody usually knows. That's right.
And like, and we're just racking our brains and trying to figure it out. And it's like, I have no idea.
No idea. He'll be texting in a moment.
But he clearly knew us,
yes.
Because he was talking about, you know, being from Canada and all that stuff, and it's like. You know, and I'm just playing right along. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Going with it. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And just not your name.
Yeah, or where you're from or who you are or any of that. So it really is legitimate that I probably drink too much.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I make no apologies.
None.
So Zach says he just left the Whole Foods on Post Oak and they've got DR16. So I would highly suggest that. Go get the DR16 while you can. That's good stuff.
How does it go with poutine?
It goes really well. In fact, if you want both, you should just go out to Carbach because they'll have it on tap. Everything goes well with poutine.
You know what? I'm a staunch believer in that. I can't wait to try it now.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Swan like Libra. I never apologize for drinking legalized weed, and I won't apologize for that either. I won't. I'm with you, Swan. 100%. I am pro-legalizing.
Pro-legalizing.
Big time.
Hear, hear.
So.
And the eyes have it. I don't have it.
I was about to say, if you do, you better share. I make no bones about the fact that I am pro marijuana legalization.
Yes,
and that I do enjoy occasionally smoking weed. Disco Biscuit says, I have a coworker who I routinely forget. Sometimes I just stare at her for a minute until her name comes to me.
Wow.
See what it's really bad around here when. Especially like some of the guys over on the Yahoo side.
Right.
When I first meet them, and usually I'm kind of distracted before the show. I'm trying to get all set up. And then they'll start talking to me all the time. And if I don't ask their name, I feel like such an idiot. Yeah. I can't go back then and say, who are you again? Especially the guys who are on air over there. Because you know how that's going to offend them.
That's right.
And he's been talking to me all the time. And he can't remember his name.
Can't remember my name.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember your name.
But if you got a guy like Fred Davis. No, he remembers names.
Well, see, he's easy to remember for me.
That's true.
For obvious reasons.
That's what he says. He goes, the namesake alone makes him a good guy.
Yeah. Fred, I've known Fred for several years now, and we both kind of came from the same background of newspapers first. Mm-hmm. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And right now it is Oklahoma has spurted away.
Oh, yeah, they pulled away big time.
Yeah, it had gotten to within four, and now it is Oklahoma 80-65. So I think you can put this one in the bank for Oklahoma with 32 seconds left. Three-pointer to make it 80-68. So OU will move on as well.
As well. So that one's still safe for your Final Four.
I didn't have OU in my Final Four, so it doesn't matter.
We're not even looking at it anymore.
I never have to say another word about my bracket. It sucked. It's awful.
It's done.
Yeah. Let's grab a quick phone call. Brandon, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you guys about the comments that the Jets GM is making about how last year in training camp, Geno Smith had just about beaten Ryan Fitzpatrick out of his job before he got his jaw broke. So, you know, obviously he's not in his right mind. I don't know if anybody could say that Geno Smith is on his level, Ryan Fitzpatrick's level. But, you know, I understand that he's probably trying to drive the price down on Ryan Fitzpatrick and get him cheaper than Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to get paid. But how much is this, you know, possibly like using Geno Smith as like a bargaining chip to try to get a draft pick or something out of him and try to move him? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, Geno Smith... You know what? I don't know if he had beaten him out as more so as he had already had the job. And it was going to take the season before Fitzpatrick became the starter because he clearly did great things for that team. But, I mean, every GM and every player are not going to agree on what the numbers are supposed to be until they sign the contract. Everybody thinks they should get more. GMs think they should pay less. But that's just the negotiation. But for as using him for draft picks and what have you, I mean, how much tread is there on that Fitzpatrick? I mean, how many teams has he been on?
Well, but you look at the going rate for quarterbacks, and based on what he did, I think, if you're the Jets, he's not a long-term answer. Do you think you're a playoff team next year? And if you are, you give him a one-year deal and you pay him. Because that's a going rate for quarterbacks right now.
A one-year deal. I can see that.
If Sam Bradford is worth $18 million, then certainly Ryan Fitzpatrick's worth 15.
Oh, 15 for 1 year. Million for 1 year? Oh, you just blew my mind on
that. It's a going rate. That's a going rate, man.
Not for Fitzpatrick. Like, I was thinking more along the lines of 9, maybe 8, 9, maybe 10. If you give me a couple of incentives.
In that last year I would have said, yeah, that's what he's worth. But
last year he was more like 5 for me.
But I mean, based on last year's numbers, that's what he'd be worth now.
Yeah.
But with the salary cap up, more teams are putting money into that position. Well, and you look at what Kirk Cousins, $19 million. You kidding me?
Kirk Cousins. But
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Did we set that? I mean, because I honestly believe we could have gotten him for a lot less.
I don't know. I think that the Broncos, I don't know if he wanted to stay in Denver, but I mean, that's the price. It doesn't bother me that they paid that much. They invested in the position. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's a 2-year mistake.
That's right.
And if it does work, well, guess what? You're Rick a Smith, much better team.
Rick Smith can breathe a little easier. Get some of the critics off his back.
Yeah, well, it's so hard to figure out whose fault some of these things are because they love to say that it's a group thing and that we all work on it together. So that's a fancy way of saying, you know what, if this sucks, then, you know, I can take the blame for something, and then Bill can take the blame for something, and then Bob can take the blame for something, but none of us really look like we're completely stupid.
Well, I think with the going rate for the quarterbacks, I just don't think Fitzpatrick is in the going rate bracket just yet. I mean, I would give him a one-year deal, but if he got $10 million, I think he should be excited.
I might even do 2 years if I do kind of like the Texans did with Hoyer, where the second year you basically cut him and there's no cap hit.
No cap hit.
Exactly. Which they haven't done yet, but at some point, if they can't trade him, they will, but you'll clear $4.8 million under the cap when you do that.
Well, with Fitzpatrick, too, I mean, if you're not happy and you're not going to get your numbers, Cleveland needs a quarterback. They need a lot of help, and they're just, they're on their way to I don't know what. I mean, you got a brand-new coach. You got to get a quarterback. You got, maybe 2 or 3 really good ones coming out in the draft?
Maybe.
Adequate ones?
Maybe. I think there's 3.
Okay.
But I don't know how fast those guys are going to be ready.
Okay.
Which is always the case with young quarterbacks.
Always the case because Tennessee is not taking a quarterback. They've already got that sewn up. So they're going to try to get some people to protect that guy. When those quarterback comes available to teams that need them, I think they're going to go like hotcakes. And in Fitzpatrick's case, I think he should either be happy where he's at with the Jets or go somewhere and be prepared to be a mentor to a younger guy coming in.
All right, well, let me ask you this. And Kirk Cousins is under the franchise tag.
Right.
So 19.9. So that's a little bit out of whack.
Right.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick, worth more per year than Nick Foles?
Nick Foles not making $10 million?
Nick Foles is making 12.2.
I don't think Fitzpatrick. I think they're
really. You don't think Fitzpatrick's better than Nick Foles?
They're right there together. They don't show me a whole lot where I'm looking for somebody who's going to be my general on the field and the leader of men, and show them how to do it.
Well,
I don't see that with them.
All right, I'll pick some easy ones for you.
Okay, easy.
More valuable or less valuable than Colin Kaepernick?
I thought you said it was going to be easy.
Yeah, 19 million for Kaepernick. How about Ryan Tannehill?
No.
You'd rather have Ryan Tannehill on your team than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Okay. I want to play your team in the playoffs.
Okay.
Jay Cutler?
No. I don't like Jay. I've never been a Jay Cutler fan.
But, okay then. So you'd rather have Fitzpatrick. Cutler's getting 18.1.
I like Fitzpatrick.
So the point is, for what those guys are making, Andy Dalton almost looks like a bargain at 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe that.
$16 million a year is the average.
Yeah.
But for all the talk about how much Osweiler got,
yeah,
it's like 14th in the league.
No kidding.
Yeah. Flacco has the highest your average Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Roethlisberger, Manning, Eli, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill, Colin Kaepernick, Jay Cutler, all higher paid than Brock Osweiler.
Wow.
Who's paid the same as Tony Romo, which, you know, I think suddenly that makes Romo look underpaid, although with his injury.
The way he plays or pay for play, he's really way above him because he doesn't play very much.
Matt Stafford, 17.6. Sam Bradford, Alex Smith, Carson Palmer, Andy Dalton. And then the drop off, that's $16 million for Andy Dalton. Then the drop off is down to 12.2 for Nick Foles. To me, Fitzpatrick should be in between those two.
I think that.
So anywhere Foles from 14 to 15.
14 to 15, I still like him at 10. I like him at 10, and I think $10 million for 1 year to come out and do what you do. Or, get, like you say, do the 2 year deal. So if it doesn't work out, no hit on the cap when I release you.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, RJ Bell joins us and talk a little gambling. It's the Blitz on ESPN
97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. And very happy to have for the second time this week our favorite guest, RJ Bell, pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Mr. Bell, how's life treating you, my friend?
Double duty.
That's not duty, man. This is fun. Come on.
That could be a different connotation. Double duty.
You probably could now that I think about it. But, man, I took a I was off to a fantastic start, RJ. I was 8-0, and then Seton Hall happened to me last night. That was not a good result for me. So,
you know, I as I said on the show, I really like Seton Hall. I bet them, and it just goes to show you. And this is a good cautionary tale for the listeners. We tend to preference any pick I give or a pick from one of my pros or any other pro here in Vegas, is I say, listen, the best picks win 55% of the time, which means they lose 45%. And the edge you have over the bookie laying 11 to 10 at 55% is actually greater than the edge a bookie has against a coin flipper. So flipping a coin is 50%. You've got to win 52.4 to break even laying 11 to 10. So that means the difference is 2.4%. Well, the difference from 52.4 to 55 is 2.6%. So 55% is better than a bookie, but that means you lose a lot. And there was someone on Twitter said, oh, RJ wanted to even, like me and the bookies, we're all working together. He wanted to even the action to get a lot of Seton Hall, so he gave it on the show. It's like, come on, right? But it is important to remember, pros are going to lose a lot of games. It's like a blackjack table. Imagine if Steve Wynn said, guys, I love your show. I listen to it on stream. If you guys want to have ownership of one of my blackjack tables at the Wynn, you know, it's yours if you want it. And imagine you think, great, this is great. Then the first hand you lose and you go, guys, I'm not sure we want this table. It's like, and it's so important for the listeners to understand that is, first off, it's hard to win, and chances are you're not going to win, so make sure you bet for fun, right? You can improve your chance of winning, but it's hard to win in the long run. But even if you're able to, there's going to be a lot of losers in between, and if you can't handle that, you shouldn't be betting serious money.
No, and I imagine you get this, as we do a lot of times from people on Twitter, when we're not right about one, and they don't go back and look and see that, oh, wow, you're actually about 62% right now, which is incredible. It's always, oh, you're idiots and all this. And I think the more important thing is for people to realize is that, you know, you are going to go through, you're going to lose. I mean, nobody wins every single game. And yeah, you know, I don't know if it's just that people like for us to be wrong, or it's just they don't get that we're going to be wrong a lot.
Well, I also think that, you know, imagine, you know, I guess I'm thinking of a good analogy, but I guess I'll just be a little more descriptive. Is the idea is I know a lot about this, no doubt. And you hear it and he says, wow, he seems like he's got so many answers or so much insight. And, well, I hope to shout because I've spent 30 years of my life you know, since I was 14, focused on this. So there is some insight there. But even if you've got the most insight in the world, which certainly I don't, there's more than a few people that know more than me about this stuff, but even they are 55%. So it's not, I guess what's confusing is the idea that someone can be really, 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 really knowledgeable, but still lose almost half the time. That's the paradox, but that's what's important for people to remember. Not because I can't stand the heat on Twitter. I'll be honest, I don't look, you know? So it's, I just happen to see this one, but for the most part, you know, the people I follow are the people I check out the responses to, me otherwise not so much, just because there's also a lot of them too and a lot of negativity too, no matter what you do. But the reason I'm bringing it up is if you do want to try to become better at this, you got to understand you're talking about half a point, meaning that if someone's doing this with no intelligence, no strong knowledge, they might lay 6 points in a given spot. Your trick is you're laying 4.5. That's the only difference. You're laying 4.5 when they're willing to lay 6. And that 1.5 is the difference between living in a big house and not having to work versus losing money and working a straight job to pay for it. And those little half point, a couple of half point edges is all the difference between the biggest loser and the biggest winner in sports betting. And until you understand it's not about inside information or fixed games or you know what's going on, it's about a couple of half points, that's an important lesson.
And I think that, and that's one thing I think you've been able to get across to our listeners here over the last couple of years is just is how important that is. I'll give you my favorite story about this. As you know, I had started in horse racing, and there was a night at Sam Houston Race Park where I picked the entire card, picked the winner of all 10 races, which is almost impossible. The next day, I picked the first race correct as well, and I was doing a little paddock show, and then race number two. So I had 11 in a row. Race number two, my horse finishes second, and a guy comes up and accosts me in the paddock and threatens to beat me up because he lost $40 and he was dead serious. it's kind of like, okay, so.
Was he aware of your 11 straight winners?
I have no idea. All I know is I was aware of them. And it's like, okay, I'm going to, I mean, I just did something impossible. Congratulations, you know, thanks. Beat me up for that.
And you know what's important, though, too? And I'll be honest with you, I don't blame the casual fan because a lot of the time in my industry, pregame.com's industry, which is sports betting information, you know, for anyone that's seen the movie Two for the Money, or, you know, anyone that watched, you know, like a Jim Feist type on the Saturday mornings in the 90s, or before that, Mike Warren, the professor Ed Horowitz, a lot of people might remember. I grew up watching those guys. Is their pitch was easy money. Their pitch was quit your job. And to me, that's probably the most egregious thing. And if, listen, obviously I like what we do. That's why I spend my career focused on it. And obviously I have a lot of control over what we do. So I must feel good about it. But listen, there's other places that do good work, that provide value. But here's a great way to say, here's a bucket of groups or individual handicappers I might consider. And over to the right are a group I'm not even going to think about. It's the following one question. Do they stress that it's hard to win, or do they act like that it's possible to win easy money? Because if they're saying it's easy money, then they're deceiving you. And if they're telling you they win 66% of the time, they're deceiving you. So really, it's a great piece of advice, and I'm happy we fall on the right side of this equation. Are they saying that 55% is good? Are they saying winning is hard? If so, at least that they're not getting, you know, let's be honest, a lot of people, you know, their financial situation isn't great. And the idea that, oh, I found the right person and this person's going to help turn my life around, help me be able to send a kid to the right school or whatever, you know, help me pay for my mom's medical bills. Obviously, there's a lot of reasons to need money in this world. And to me, preying upon that with false claims of easy money is just totally deplorable. And I think it's a great way to judge should you even consider digging deeper with an information provider. And that's a great way to decide because it's not easy money.
You know what it is? It's gambling televangelism is what it is.
And you're right. And the internet's done a good job with, I mean, if you look at the percentage of people who, in my industry, who approach it that way. Back in the 90s, it was, if you look at like the money spent on information and said, all right, what percentage of the money spent is with that kind of easy money approach? I'd say 80%+ was the case in 1995, where the money went to the, you know, internet or the guys on TV claiming easy money. Today, I'd say it's less than 15%, because now if someone gets hoodwinked by one of these con guys, they get to tell their 700 Twitter followers or whatever number they have, or their Facebook friends. Back in the day, you would, if you got hustled, you would tell the story to the three guys you knew at the local bar. So I think it's a, there's a lot more transparency now that really helps on that, helps with that, but it doesn't change that core principle. This should be about recreation and fun. And if you want to take an intellectual approach to it, great. Just understand your goal is to win more. Your goal isn't going to be to win easily or win all the time.
Well, and I'll say this. I think you've had a lot to do with that by doing as many big shows as you do around the country, that people actually see that, okay, this is the reasonable approach to it, and kind of gotten that message out. So I think,
hey, you know, I appreciate that. And you know, I feel good about the way things are evolving. You know, I'm not sure you guys might have seen, but at 11:45 a.m. Eastern, right? So 8:45 out here in Vegas, I guess that'd be 10:45 you guys' time on Thursday. So yesterday, I did like a 10-minute hit on SportsCenter on ESPN a half hour before the first tip. I mean, really think about it. Is a half hour before the first tip on the opening Thursday of the NCAA tournament, and ESPN's deciding we should do 10 minutes on Vegas. And yeah, it was great that, you know, they selected me to do it, but it also, I think, spoke really wonderfully about where sports betting is growing in the national conversation about sports in general. And right now, I don't think you can talk about a sporting event without wondering who is favored. You know, who's the underdog? Who's supposed to win? And like Michigan State today, okay, how big of an upset was that? Well, how do you quantify that with odds? And for example, in that one, $100 on the underdog there, Middle Tennessee State, would have won you $2,500. So it was a 25-1 dog. You can't quantify those upsets without Vegas odds.
Yeah, although when we talk about how unlikely that was, I love that stat that you've had in the 28 of the last 32 NCAA tournaments that at least one of those seeds has won, the 13, 14, or 15.
Yeah, and we're seeing it today more than what. Yesterday, none of them did. That was a big surprise, is none of the 13, 14s, or 15s won yesterday. And then, boom, early today, you know, one of the bigger upsets in recent memory in the tournament.
RJ, I like to do this once a month just to, because we have so many new listeners, to tell them a little bit about the website, because it's a fantastic resource, not just for betting, but just for information in general, and the bulk of it's free.
For sure, 95%. The thing I like best is the forum. It's a place where you can talk to other sports bettors, other sports fans. There's hundreds of free picks every day, and people love free picks. And the beauty is you get specialists. We got one guy that handicaps only Syracuse games because he lives in the area. And, yeah, every game he's not going to have a pick, but when he does feel strongly, you can feel pretty good about it. And so to me, the forums, and we have an ESPN radio show 5 days a week right here in Las Vegas. I host on Mondays. I've got another host the other 4 days. We put that podcast up every day. Lastly, and I'll tease ahead to Monday, we have the Dream Podcast, where I sit down with two professional bettors and we do a deep dive. Because radio, it's quick segments, 10 minutes here and there. We do an hour. And this week on Monday, we're going to break down all 8 of the Sweet 16 games. That will be up on the pregame.com homepage by Monday night. And I tweet that out at RJ in Vegas.
And I will be listening to that, my friend.
Hey, did you hear this week?
What's that? No, I didn't get a chance to listen this week, but I will.
No wonder you're not doing so well in your bracket.
No, Mom, my bracket's dead. I had Michigan State. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's dead. But I did have I had an 8-0 stretch, and then I've now gone, and then I went 0-3, and unfortunately, two of those three were max bets. So
I actually had 15 of 16
nice,
yesterday,
nice.
But then I had Michigan State winning it all. So
we're in the same boat.
Good night, Irene.
Well, we'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks, RJ. We'll be out there, and I just found out we're coming out again for the Con Canelo fight, so we're going to see you twice here in the next couple of months.
Sounds good. Living the life, guys.
Always.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. RJ Bell, pregame.com. He's such a fun dude.
So knowledgeable.
Oh, he knows his stuff, man. Oh, I'm telling you.
I mean, it makes your head swim sometimes because I'm not a – I mean, I like to do it. And then when he breaks it down, you just go, okay, I'm an amateur.
Well, and I think we try to take the topics a little deeper here because we know a lot of people gamble. And I think what we try to do is give them an understanding of the thought processes that go behind decisions. And, you know, you're going to make decisions that don't work out. And it's something that Matt Dean used to talk about all the time when we did the show together in poker. It's decisions, not outcomes. And I feel like I made the right decision. The outcome didn't work out. And it's the same as horses, same with anything. And that's, you know, that's what that great sports betting book that AJ and I did has a whole bunch of information like that, all available for the low, low price of $12.99 if you just go to podcastarena.com or Gow Media Publishing. And some of the same concepts if you want to learn horse racing with Acing Racing 2016. That's not a shameless plug because, you know,
it's accurate.
It's my job.
That's it.
It's a plug, and I have no shame, so it doesn't really matter.
It works.
All right, guys, I got to tell you once again about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center, and you know, summer's not that far away. Maybe you need to get a few pounds off. You want to look better in your bathing suit, and if you've been seeing the weather out there, it's already warming up. Well, with Quick Weight Loss Center, you can get that weight off fast, and you can keep it off, and you can look good, and you can feel good about yourself when you go to the beach or when you go to the pool, and you don't have to feel like, I need to leave my shirt on. No, I mean, Quick Weight Loss is going to help you get the weight off. They've been helping people for 28 years. They're helping people around here. Sean Salisbury has done a great job for him. It's done a great job for me, and I've got a couple other friends that have done Quick Weight Loss. They've lost the weight. What are you waiting for? You can lose more weight faster, easier, up to 100 pounds or more. And right now, get 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. For your free, no obligation consultation, drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations. Or if you're outside of Houston, they have a home program that works for you. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com or give them a call at 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. First calling you to join.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Henry Thomas filling in.
That'll be me.
Catch up on our shows. Stay up to date on station events, news stories, contests, and more. Log on to ESPN975.com. Every day we do this little thing called the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. And I have two to choose from today. I'm not really sure which one I prefer. So I may just do them both. Is that okay with you, John?
Fine by me.
If I do two? All right. We'll see which one Henry likes better. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I have two. One of them is called My Breast Friend's Girl, and one of them is called Sex Hacks. We'll do the sex hacks first. Apparently, this is something that if you have sex toys, you might want to be a little bit concerned. Apparently, as more devices get hooked up to the internet, you are vulnerable to cyber attack even with your sex toys. A guy named Udo Schneider surprised journalists at a news conference this week by placing a large neon pink vibrating device on the desk in front of him and then brought it to life by typing out a few lines of code on his laptop. So not only can we now hack into people's computers, not even your vibrating device is safe.
Now you can get an STD with your...
Well, you can certainly put a virus in it.
Does it qualify as STD?
Virus. Probably so. Probably so.
Your device has a virus, so. And only thing I know it's used for is, you know. We're going to call it STD.
He did it as kind of a point. The show, he said it's just fun, but the reality is if he can get to the back end, he can blackmail the manufacturer. They can get into all kinds of stuff that way. So
get to the back end with the sex toy.
You know, the back end. Okay. Yeah, see what I did there.
I see how you got there.
Yeah,
and, I like that.
Well, I'm glad you like that. That's it's not for me. All right. I mean, I like to think of myself as a forward thinking and kind of, you know, willing to do anything guy. But yeah, that's a bit much for me. All right, that's one of them.
All right.
The other one, a lot of people sent me, and it's a video. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, of the young lady in Romania who was the weather person, and she has very healthy lungs. Just we'll put it that way. And so she was doing her weather report and decided to start doing jumping jacks to show people what they could do outside. And of course,
didn't work out.
The boobs pop out. And if you haven't seen the video, you'll just have to check it out. Her name is Roxana Vancia. And the consensus is she did it on purpose to get ratings.
Okay.
Which I'm okay with. If you want to do that, be my guest.
I mean, if I start doing jumping jacks, nobody's going to want to watch. So I'm just saying.
I mean, unless one of your breasts is going to pop out, which I'd say there's a good chance of that. So.
So, man, I can't. I just don't. I don't see it. Okay, now I see it. Never mind. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. Continue. Go ahead. You
yeah. So, okay. I mean, honestly, I hate doing visual things on an audio format, but unfortunately, it's worth. People can just check it out when they get home. Our friend Tracy, who listens to the show, tweeted me one, the not safe for work version, which is. It's better because you can, you know, you actually tell what comes out.
Oh, okay.
But, she basically does weather and she's hot and she goes out of her way to be hot. So I got to think she did this on purpose, but I'm okay with that.
I'm good with it.
In fact, I think more weather ladies should do that.
Yeah. I mean, I know this one's going into the Rolodex right now. Page number 7. Yeah,
there's a... There's also a lot of photos of her online if you're interested, that you know, that kind of thing. But I know we have FCC regulations, so you're not supposed to pop out of your dress. But I would watch more often if I thought there was a possibility of that.
If there's a chance, yes. I mean, because you want to see all the boobs there are. I mean, even if they're not the greatest one, you still want to get shot at.
They're like artwork. You just want to admire them.
Absolutely.
The way I look at it.
And see, if I had I known or had a weather person that did that and I was watching weather, I would have known that it was going to start raining like it is now.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
See, I didn't have a weather person to keep me informed of that.
Peyton Girl says it's a TTD, a techno-transmitted disease.
Oh, thank you.
Interesting. So,
is there a vaccine for it?
Well,
I mean, she has all that the anagrams for it.
If you're not taking care of your device, technically, you could probably get two things from it.
Okay.
Which, yeah. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gems of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So, Henry, I know you've been involved in a lot of charity things and done a lot of good stuff in your life.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what, I got to tell you about my friends over at Houston Can Academies, because what they do is fantastic. They take kids, at-risk kids who have dropped out of other schools for a variety of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs to take care of their families. Some of them got pregnant. And they couldn't go to school. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around their whatever it was that made them drop out, and helps them get through school and graduate and get a second chance in life. And a bunch of them have taken advantage and gone on to do great things over there. And I'll tell you what, you know, one person can change the world. One of these people gets a second chance that would have never done anything, and they go out and do something great. And think about how many lives they change. And you can help. It's real easy. You got a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Could be a car, can be a truck, anything. Donate it. That simple. Been sitting in your yard for a year. What are you doing? You can help these people and feel better about yourself. Guess what? You also get it. It's tax deductible. and they're going to come tow it free of charge. They take care of everything. They take care of the paperwork. They're going to show up. It's fast. It's easy. A lot of the blitzers have told me, man, it was nothing to it. They just came and got it. And your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. So get rid of something you're not using anymore. Get a tax deduction. Change the world. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
All I need in this life is it. It's me and my girlfriend.